Let's turn to our text for today, Matthew chapter 3.
Verse 11 and 12.
Mina
nginipapatisa ngamanzi kube nguphenduka kepha yena oza emva kwami unamandla kunami engingafanele ukuthwala izicathulo zakhe yena uza kunibhapatisa ngomoya ongcwele nangomlilo.
As for me, I baptize you in water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not even fit to remove his sandals. He himself will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Ombenge yakhe yokwela isesandleni sakhe, uzakushanelisisa isibuya sakhe, abuthela amabele enqolobaneni yakhe. Kepha amakhoba uzakuwashisa ngomlilo ongacimekiyo.
And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. We'll stop reading there. I don't want to separate these two verses from each other.
Niyazi phela uma iBhayibheli libhalwa labhalwa nje yaba incwadi eyodwa ayengekho amavesi.
You probably know that when the Bible was written originally it was not divided into verses.
Abahumushi beBhayibheli basuke bafaka amavesi nezahluko ukuba thina uma silfunda sisheshe sithole indawo ngoba bese uyifuna singayitholi basenzela ke ukuthi kube khona isahluko kube khona namavesi kusho ukuthi verse 11 no 12 endabeni eqaleni bekuyinto eyodwa.
The translators introduced chapters and verses just for ease of reference. So originally, these two verses would have just been together.
Manje kulama vesi amabili. Sithola izinto ezintathu engithanda ukukhuluma ngazo. Empeleni sithola okuningi. Kodwa ngithanda ukuxosha amapoint amathathu.
And there are very many points we find in these two verses, but I'd like to emphasize just three main points.
Ityokala umoya.
The first thing is the spirit.
Yesibili umlilo.
Secondly, the fire.
Okwesithathu umbenge wokwela.
Thirdly, his winnowing fork.
Empeleni umbiko i-message yalezi zinto zontathu zishinto eyodwa.
If you really look at it, these three things, they all speak of the same thing.
Manje le ndaba esiyifundile indaba esemqoka kakhulu kakhulu.
What we have read here is of extreme importance.
Ngokuba Inkosi yethu yakhuluma ngoJohane umbhaphathizi ethi kubo bonke abazelwe ngabesifazane akekho omkhulu kunoJohane kodwa embusweni kaNkulunkulu omncane umkhulu kunaye.
Our Lord spoke of John the Baptist saying that of all men born of woman, no one is greater than John the Baptist. But obviously in the kingdom of heaven, the smallest is the greatest.
Ngoba ezulwini, omncane la, uyoba mkhulu le.
Because in heaven it will be turned around. Who's the smallest down here will be the greatest there.
Indawo yezulu enye indawo.
Heaven is a different place.
akekho ongathanda ukuya ezulwini.
Everyone wants to go to heaven.
Kodwa ngiyantshela abaningi uma beqhamuka khona bazobaleka baphume ngesegundane.
But many people when they get there will turn around and run away like a scared rabbit.
Ngoba omkhulu la uzobamncane ezulwini. Nomncane la uzobamkhulu le.
Because he who's great down here on earth will be small when he gets to heaven. But he who's small here will be great in heaven.
Siyathanda thina ukubamkhulu. Ikhundla siyayiphanga siyawafuna. Sibanga ikhundla eyiphakeme. Akakho othanda ukubamncane. Kodwa ezulwini omncane la uzobamkhulu le. Kusho ukuthi ohlaniphileyo uzothandaza athi ngenze ngibe mncane Nkosi. Ngibe wokugcina. Ukuba le ngibe ngowokuqala ngibe mkhulu.
We all want to be great. We all fight for position because we want to be something. But the Lord says he who is great here will be small there. So if you are wise, pray and ask the Lord that you will just be small and then you can be great in the kingdom of heaven.
Kusho ukuthi ozama ukuba mkhulu la akanawo umoya wasezulwini.
If you want to be great here on earth, you don't have God's spirit in you, that heavenly spirit.
Uzongena ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngenhlanhla, kodwa noma esengenile izulu liyofana nesihogo kuye.
Well, you may make it into heaven by grace, but then once in heaven, it will be like hell to you.
Ayike uJohane ube mkhulu ke kunabo bonke abazelwe ngabesifazane.
And now John is known as the one who is the greatest ever born.
Umkhulu ngani?
Why is he so great?
Wavusa abafileyo yini?
Did he raise the dead?
Ephilisa isho abanobuthoko.
And heal the lepers?
Cha, akazenzanga lezo manga.
No, he did no such miracles.
Kodwa ubukhulu bakhe kubonakala ngalokho okuphuma emlonyeni wakhe.
But his greatness was in what he spoke.
Lalelani ukuthini, ukuthi yena uthini.
Now listen carefully to what he said.
Uthi lo oza emva kwami umkhulu kunami.
He said, he who comes after me is far greater than I.
Ngoba mina ngimbhaphathisa emanzini, kodwa yena uzokwenza emoyeni ongcwele nasemlilweni.
He says, for I baptize you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Now this preacher, he was from America, and he was preaching then in Pretoria. And in his sermon, he suddenly called up a Dutch Reformed minister and a Baptist minister to come forward. And he put one on either side of himself. And he said, look, I'd like to ask you a question. He said, when you baptize people, who uses more water?
How?
And I thought to myself, sure, I thought he was such a wise man. I don't know whether this is wisdom, because as you know, the Dutch Reformed people, they just sprinkle, and then the Baptist, they immerse in water with baptism.
What? ngiyadabuka abafowethu ngokuthi uma nipapathisa abantu amanzi enu athinta ulimi
but then
aphandle nje aphandle ngoba ngiyazi abagwajatiswa emanzini amabhaptisti abahlebayo bekhuluma izinto ezingasile besola ngale bekhuluma izinto ezingasile ngolimo olungalungile kanti la kulaba ukhona futhi engibaziyo abakhuluma izinto ezingasile.
Then he said to them both, he said, what I am sorry about that when you baptize people, yes, the water just touches the outside of the body, but the tongue stays dry. Because even though you Baptists, you use so much water, that tongue doesn't get touched, because I know Baptists who gossip, speak badly about other people. But I also know Dutch Reformed people who also gossip about other people.
They even criticize and talk about people behind their backs. What are you going to do? Nyabona ke le text yethu ukuthi uzonibhaphathisa umkhulu kunami uzonibhaphathise emoyeni nasemlilweni chaza ukuthi nolimi luyasetshenziswa khona.
You see now the significance of this word where it said that he will come and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And that fire reaches even the tongue.
Lapho umoya ngwele wehlela phezu kwendodana yomuntu uJesu Christ weza ngesimo sejuba ijuba elimhlophe elahlala phezu kwakhe kodwa uma liza umoya ngwele eza kubafundi bakaJesu kwaba njengolimi lomlilo kusho into yokuqala eyathintekayo ulimi ngomlilo.
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, it came down in the form of a dove. But it's significant when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples, it came, descended upon them like tongues of fire. Signifying that the first thing that is touched is the tongue.
And touched by fire, by fire, by fire, it burns the tongue, the unclean tongue, and sanctifies it. First thing, njengo Elijah, eng ebona ubukhosi buka uNkulunkulu kumemeza amaserafa athi ngwele, ngwele, ngwele. Wathi maye kimi ngingumuntu ozindebe zakhe zingcolile.
Like the prophet, when he saw God in his holiness, he called out, he said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips.
Ezithweni zonke zomzimba, ngishizitho ze sex asike sihluphayo njengalesi solimi.
Of all the members of the body, even the sexual organs, there is no member that causes as much damage as this one, the tongue.
Ngiyazi ukuthi ukuthululwe umoya wobufebe namhlanje emhlabeni.
I know that the spirit of immorality has been poured out on the earth today.
Kodwa nokho asifani nokonakala kolimi womuntu.
And yet it still is not so depraved and doesn't do as much damage as the tongue.
Kodwa umoya ngwele awufani nje namanzi. Uma eza ungena kumuntu phakathi asikho isitho esingathinteki.
But the Holy Spirit, that fire, is not like water. When the Holy Spirit enters a person, there is not a member of the body that is not affected and touched by it. And so is the fire.
Ungathathi ke ulifake emanzini, kuyo ifal refire phakathi ekujuleni noma la uthukela itshe lihlale noma iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
You can take a stone, go and put it into the Vaal River or the Tugela River. It can stay in there for 1,000 years.
Besulkipe.
And then you take it out.
Tatisando.
Take a hammer.
Ulshaye.
And hit it.
Khume phakathi.
And the stone breaks open.
Kusuka intuli phakathi.
And dust comes out.
Ngoba manzi aphandle njengopende. Njengopende. Kodwa umlilo uma ushayike elibomvu emlilweni liyoqhekezeka qhume naphakathi libomvu.
Because water just affects the outside like paint. It's just an outer covering. But fire has a different result. You put that stone into fire, it goes red hot, and even right through it's red hot.
Ungathatha ukhuni oluhlaza, uthatha ilahla elimnyama, ungathatha insimbi esethombile, uthathe iplangwe elimhlophe ulifake emlilweni, kuzosha kushushu. Akugeke kuthathe isikhathi usuzobona kuyinto ebomvu. Awusasho ukuthi iplangwe leli umuthi oluhlaza insimbi sekuyinto eyodwa ngoba kuhlanganiswa umlilo kube yinto eyodwa ebomvu. Kunjalo ke abantu abawaziyo umbhaphathiso kaJesu Kristu, akekho nsundu, akekho mhlophe, akekho ikhaladi, alikho ikhaladi, alikho indiya, bayinto eyodwa. Abantu abashoyo ukuthi sinsundu thina, noma simhlophe thina, singamakhaladi thina, simandiya, singamandiya. Yinto yasezweni, into yesihogo leyo.
If you take a green tree, or just take a log, or you take a black coal, or you take a rusty old piece of iron, or an iron, a piece of steel that's painted, whatever color it is, you put all those into the fire. What will happen? Eventually the whole thing becomes a red hot mess. Everything will look the same. There's no difference anymore because of the fire that has changed it, melted it into one. And so it is when the Holy Spirit works. It makes us all into a red hot mess. There's no difference anymore. There's no more saying, well, I'm black or I'm white, I'm a colored, I'm an Indian. That is something of this earth from hell. But when God's Spirit works, it melts us and we become a red hot mess.
Angisho ngalokho ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu wakudala wena ndoda ekudala ngenwele emfushane ukuthi woyitresha njengezami nokuthi mina enginenwele ezinje ngiye le kwabakhandi benwele ngithi awushise, awushise kube mfushane njengomuntu onsundu. Cha, khululeka kulokho odalwe uNkulunkulu indlela ekudale ngayo. Khululeka kulokho, ube yilokho. Uma ungowesifazane ungazami ukuthi ube yindoda. Uma indoda ungazami ukuthi ube wesifazane. Yabona, uze ube umgqingili noma isitabani. Ehe. Uzifake ama-orange lapha esifubeni. Yiba lokho adalwa uNkulunkulu. Ube kuleso sikhundla akufake kusona. Kodwa emoyeni uvuthe.
Now by that I don't say that a person like myself who has straight hair that I must now go and cut my hair and make them curly, that I become like the black man, or that an African goes and he stretches his hair to try and make it look like mine, or even that a woman goes and tries to be like a man and makes herself to be like one, or vice versa. No, I mean by that in Christ we can stay what we are, but I'll be on fire for him.
You needn't, if you're a man, become a homosexual and behave like a woman. If you're a man, be a man. And if you're a woman, be a woman. Be in your place. Don't try to be something else. Try to be a man.
Because eventually you'll become abnormal and people will laugh at you.
Ngoba uma ngisuke ngithi ngiye edilobheni ungibone sengifaka ihandbag ngihambe kanje nizothini ngiyahleka nawe uzohlekwa uma uzama ukuthi ube ukunye.
What would you say of me if I had to go into town and I'd have my handbag hanging over my arm? You'd also laugh at me. But you will also be laughed at if you try and be something which you are not.
Now let
us speak about the Holy Spirit. John says when Jesus comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I pray that the Lord will help us, that we will grasp what he is saying, that we'll understand it.
That it enlighten our eyes, that we grasp what it is about. Ukuba sikonde. Ukuthi kuthiwani sekuseduze lapho siyokuma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu maye uma sihlangana noNkulunkulu singemi kahle maqondana naye.
We will soon
be in a right standing kuNkulunkulu.
We will soon have to appear before God, and woe to us if we're not in right standing with God.
Futhi uma impilo yethu sayiphila ngenye indlela.
And if you haven't lived according to God's will, then today you should repent in dust and ashes, cry to God and pray that he be merciful to you. Now John says, he is coming after me, Jesus Christ. He will baptize you with the Spirit. Now what is he speaking about when he speaks of the Spirit?
Umfundisi wathi hawu uyazi mina bengithi umoya ngcwele umsindo bengingazi ngingaqonda ukuthi umoya ngcwele uyini.
Some years ago when I preached in Holland, after the service someone, a preacher came to me, a minister. He said, you know, I didn't ever know what the Holy Spirit was all about. I thought it was just all about a noise. I thought revival was just all about making a big noise. Well, let me tell you, even if there was noise, that noise stops when the Holy Spirit comes. The Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said, the time has come for me to leave you, that I go to the Father who sent me. That we find in John 16, verse 7 and 8.
Uthi Jesu, kungcono kini, kuhle kini, ukuthi ngihambe. Ngoba uma ngingahambanga,
the Lord Jesus said, it's expedient, it's good for you that I go. If I do not go, then the Holy Spirit will not come.
The Comforter. Manjeke umduduzi uyini.
What and who is the Comforter?
Pelumduduzi uyaduduza.
The comforter comforts.
Kodwa woqonda ukududuzwa kuka moya ngcwele.
But you must understand how the Holy Spirit comforts.
Abanye bangasho ukuthi oh moya ngcwele umekududuza ukuthi hayi never mind, don't mind. Akukubi kangako. UNkulunkulu luthando. Awu ungabino ungajaphi.
Some people may interpret it to mean that he will come and pat you on the shoulder and say, look, old friend, don't worry. It's not so bad. God is love, and it's not as bad as you think. And don't mind. Now the Lord Jesus himself spoke about what the Comforter, what the Holy Spirit will do when he comes. He says he will do this and that and that.
What is it that?
He refers to three things. Some people have their ideas of what it will be like when the Holy Spirit comes.
Uzo convicta. Kushukuti. Uzo lasa ngekala. Umuntu ngezono zakhe.
The first thing the Lord says, he will come and he will, in the first place, convict, judge and convict and condemn people regarding their sin.
La ebhayibhelini ekhumusheni kuthiwa uzoqondisa.
And in some interpretations, in some translations, it says that he will instruct.
Kodwa uJesu ngesiGiliki uthi uzolahla ngekhala.
But
uma umoya ongcwele efika kuwe, into yokuqala azoyenza uzokulahla ngekhala lakho ngezono zakho.
But in the Greek,
first thing.
In the Greek it's a conviction, being judged and you found guilty and convicted for your sin.
The Greek word means convict and convince. Akudelise uzuyibonele ukuthi hey ngisoni mina esilahliwe phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
He will leave you in no doubt as to your lost state as a sinner before God. So the first thing the Holy Spirit does when he starts working, he convicts you of sin. He shows you how guilty you are before God. And that you will be convicted yourself. In Greek it uses the word parakletos.
Parakletos. Umuntu osukayo ameduze kwakhe kwakho ihlombe lakhe lilokhuze ehlombeni lakho.
Referring to the comforter, and that means he's like your companion, someone who stands alongside you, rubbing shoulders with you, and he can speak to you in a very clear way because he's right alongside you.
Akulungile yini uyithethelele cha uzovela kulahle uthi ngonile uNkulunkulu ngisona.
So the first thing the Holy Spirit does when he comes, he convicts of sin, and when he does that, it leaves you no doubt about your guilty state. There's no self-justification and trying to make it look a bit better or sound a bit better than it was. No, he convicts you of that sin.
Asiqondeke lokho bashumayeli bafundisi thina sihamba emhlabeni shumayeli ivangeli. The first thing, the eerste ding, number 1, alahle umuntu ngeqala lezono zakhe.
So let every preacher of the gospel remember that. As we go around preaching, the first thing the Holy Spirit does, he convicts, he convinces you of your sin.
Number two, okwesibili.
Secondly,
ngokulunga.
He convicts of righteousness.
Ukulunga kuyini?
What is righteousness?
NgesiNgisi singathi righteousness is uprightness of heart and to be in right standing with God. That's righteousness.
Ubuqotho benhliziyo ukuthi ube nesimo esifanekileyo phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
Okwesithathu.
Thirdly,
ngiyayifinqa nje indaba ngoba ngizama ukuthi inkonzo ingaluleki kakhulu.
I'm still trying to keep this message short that it doesn't get too long.
About judgment.
He convicts about judgment. Ukwahlulela.
Those are the three marks, trademarks, which God put onto the Holy Spirit. That's what His Spirit does. Das wat die Heilige Gees doen. En as jy hierdie drie dinge nie ken nie, ken jy nie van die Gees van God nie. Jy het 'n vreemde Gees.
Izona izimpawu uNkulunkulu asinike zona ngomuntu othola umoya ongcwele. Uma ungazazi lezi mpawu zontathu, kusho ukuthi umoya ongcwele awumazi. Unomunye umoya nje.
Uma kade sinesikhathi bengizontshela uJesu ukuthi ubethini nangokwahlulelwa, uthi ngokuhlulelwa ngoba inkosi umbusi walelizwe womhlaba uhlulelwe.
If we have time, we could still go on and speak about the judgment part, because he goes on to say, for the prince of this earth has already been judged.
Because the ruler of this world, and you know who that ruler is, that's Satan. He is judged, he's condemned, and judgment has already been passed upon him. Kusho ukuthi usehlulelwe uSathane. Kodwa wena uma unika ngakuyena, unamathele kuye, ungafuni ukuhlukana noSathane, nawe usuqalekisiwe kanye naye.
So if lahlekiwe kanye naye. So if you cling to him, you stay on his side, the ruler of this earth, on the devil's side, you will be condemned and judged together with him.
That was just in short, in a few words, about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Write it indelibly into your mind and heart and behind your ears, that you'll never forget it. And if you preach, make it straight, that everyone who hears will understand. Otherwise, you'll be damned. And all those that have heard you and listened to you.
Lokho bekwa maphuza ambalwa njengokufishana ngomoya ongcwele. Nawe ke khumbule lokho, gcina enhlizweni nasenqondweni yakho. Noma ushumayela yonanto yonantshumayela ufuneka ukwazi ukuyidlulisela kwabanye. Uma ungakwenzi, shuthi nawe uzohlulelwa kanye nabo.
Uma ufika ekhaya, thatha iBhayibheli, thatha iConcordance, bese ufunde umoya ongcwele, umoya ongcwele, umoya ongcwele, ukuthi umoya muni uwenzani, bese ugcwale ngalowo moya.
When you get home, take your Bible and your concordance and you study this part about the Holy Spirit, what the Bible says of the Holy Spirit, and find out what the Holy Spirit is like, and then make sure that you are filled with that Holy Spirit.
Uqale ngamazwi kaJesu ukuthi utheni ngomoya ongcwele noJohane number 2 ukuthi ngoba uJesu number 1, number 2 ukuthi lamadoda atheni futhi athini nanamhlanje ngomoya ongcwele, ngoba umhlaba uhluphekile, udidekile namhlanje. Kuyakhulunywa ngomoya ongcwele kodwa bawuqondi
Read about what the Lord Jesus himself, because he comes first. Read about what he says about the Holy Spirit. And then you can read about what all the others, John and the others, say about the Holy Spirit. Because there's much confusion about the Holy Spirit today. Much is said about the Holy Spirit, but there is much confusion about him. The second point is the fire. We can read in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, chapter 3, verse
2. Ngubani oyakuma ekubonakaleni kwaso na ngokuba sinjengomlilo ocwengisisayo nentsipho yomhlanzi.
But who?
Messiah lowo.
And he had spoken of the Messiah. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
Siyakuhlala sikwengisise. Sihlanzi siliva, sihlambulule amadodana kaLevi, siwahluze njengegolide nesiliva, azanikele ngeminikelo kuJehova ngokulunga.
And he will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
Manje abantu bebekhala bethi thuma uMesiya, thuma uKristu Nkosi.
Many people were crying out to the Lord and saying, "Oh Lord, send the Messiah, send the Christ.
Thuma uMoya Ngcwele,
send the Holy Spirit."
Ngoba uKristu umsindisi uJesu ogcotshiweyo.
Because Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, the Savior, the Anointed One.
Bese abuza umprofeti, ubani ngubani oyakuthwala usuka lokufika kwayo na?
And then the prophets asked, he said, but who will endure and can endure the day of his coming?
Ubani ozoba namandla ukuma uma esefikile?
Who will be able to stand on the day of his coming?
Bazalwane. Abaningi ngeke babe namandla ukuma, ngeke babe namandla ukuyimela leyo nto, bazothi hayi khona, hayi khona, cha kwangathi usuyeqisa manje.
Brethren, many people will not be able to endure. They won't be able to stand the day of his coming. Many will say, no, no, impossible, can't be, you're going too far now.
Ngani na?
Why?
Ngoba uzocwengisisa abantu njengomlilo njengegolide lihluzwa liqwengisiswa emlilweni.
Because he will sanctify his people, he will refine them like gold and silver in a furnace.
Manje nina zobo zethu, nina base Gauteng, nina base Goli. Angithi nyawazi umlilo ocwengisisa igolide.
Now our dear friends from Gauteng, Joburg and Pretoria area, they will know that furnace in which gold is refined.
Senake naya emayini ukuze nibone umlilo ocwengisisa igolide.
Have you ever been to a mine where you see that furnace which they use to refine gold?
Uma ungakayi yana.
If you've never been, then go.
Thathi tekisi. Tele likuhambise kuleyo ndawo la lapha abantu bekhonjiswa ukumbiwa kwegolide nokugayiwa kwamatshe abe impuphu besafakwa emlilweni.
Catch a taxi. Get to that place where they demonstrate how gold is mined, how it is first crushed, and then put into that furnace to be refined. If this wasn't written in the Bible, I would say, no, no, impossible. It's just a story.
If you read the Bible, athi di Bible yes, muti beseth, det is die levende God, wat met u praat. When you read the Bible, you must understand and know. This is not just any book. This is God Himself, the living God speaking to you personally, directly. Ukondaloko.
Uma ufunda iBhayibheli ungathathi nje ukuthi ufunda incwadi. Owazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ophilayo uyena okhuluma nawo yena qobo lwakhe.
Isiyolojeni yaseJalimani uBonhoeffer engakabulawa iqembu likaHitler. Wathi uma nifunda iBhayibheli noqonda ukuthi niphambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu ophilayo uyena okhuluma nawe.
Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, before he was martyred by the Nazis, he said, when you read the Bible, you must realize that it's God Himself standing before you and speaking to you.
Hey! Ugusho lokho ngoba uthathe Satan thathe isihlabathi sakhe wasiphosa emehlweni akho usabona uyimpumputhe.
Today people say, oh no, the Bible isn't relevant today. It's gone through so many things and it's not relevant anymore today. You speak like that because the devil has thrown sand in your eyes and you can't see anymore.
Umlilo oqwengisisa igolide. Umlilo vutha kabi itshe lisuke liphenduke libe ngamafutha libe njengamanzi achithekayo.
This fire of God, when that burns and refines you, that fire is so hot, even something solid, a stone and iron, just melts in that red hot flame.
Likwengisisa igolide nesiliva likhipha wonke udodi. Keep a zonke izibi. Keep a wonke amatshe. Kusala igolide nje elikhazimulayo elikwengisisiwe elifana nesibuko.
It refines that silver and that gold. It refines, it takes all the impurities out. Anything that's not genuine, it takes out. That eventually it's 100% pure gold that's left behind, and it becomes like a mirror.
Noma ungaba umZulu, noma ungaba umSuthu, noma ungaba umXhosa, noma ube iBhunu, noma ube iNgisi, noma ube iJalimani, uma wabhatshathiswa kulawo mlilo, ngiyakutshela, ngiyakutshela, amehlo akho asemlilweni ayaqengisiswa, indebe zakho ziyaqengisiswa, zonke izitho zomzimba ziyaqengisiswa.
Whether you're a Xhosa, a Zulu, an Englishman or a German, when you've been baptized with that fire, with the Holy Spirit, that fire sanctifies you, every member of your body, your eyes, your lips, every single member gets sanctified and refined by that fire.
Uma wabhatshiswa, wabhatshathiswa ngomoya ongcwele nangomlilo, uzowuqonda lo mlilo. Uzowazi lo mlilo.
When you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire, you will know all about it.
Kukhona umholi webandla elithize.
A leader of a certain congregation.
Wathi kodwa kwenze njani ukuba kithina ebandleni lakithi thina esikhuluma ngomoya ongcwele nangokubhatshathiswa ngomoya ongcwele yini ukuba ubufebe kugcwale na?
He said, how is it possible that in our congregation where so much is said and preached about the Holy Spirit that there should be so much immorality in our midst?
wathi thina siyaqizelela sikhuluma ngomoya emvweni kodwa ubufebe ukuziphatha kabi.
He said, we speak so much and we emphasize so much the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but yet there is full of immorality in our midst.
Ake sihlolisise madoda singahambi njengeimpumputhe. Sibe amehlo ombumbulu. Sihambe sibe impumputhe ezihlolwe ezinye impumputhe noma ezilandelwe ezinye impumputhe. Siyokhalakadela sonke kwalasha emgodini ongenamkhawulo.
Dear men, let's examine ourselves. Let's not just be like blind men, or blind men even leading the blind and ending up in the bottomless pit where that fire burns that will not be quenched.
Kumbula ngo 1966.
I remember 1966, the beginning of the revival.
Sasi nomthandazo phakathi esitolo.
We had prayer meetings in a store.
Bekhona businessmen singenayo indlu ngoba uhulumeni ubesivalile singasakwazi ukuhlangana khona. Sahlangana esitolo. Uma abantu sebephumile singena esitolo sibe nomthandazo khona.
At that time the government, the authorities didn't allow us to hold services, so a businessman allowed us to have these prayer meetings in his trading store in the supermarket.
Sahlangana, saguqa, sathandaza, kwaba indilingi.
At that time we got together and we were in a circle and we prayed.
Sathandaza, sikhala kuNkulunkulu. Sithi ha uNkosi uJohane umbhaphathizi wathi yena ube bhaphathisa abantu ngamanzi. Siyawazi umbhaphathizo wamanzi, kodwa siyawudinga umlilo kamoya ongcwele.
We prayed earnestly. We said, O Lord, we know of the baptism with water. We've experienced that, but as John said, we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire.
Sithandaza ngenhliziyo yethu yonke. UNkulunkulu uthi uyomfuna umthole uma uthandaza kuye ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
We prayed earnestly with all our heart. As the Lord says, if we seek him with all our heart, he will let us find him.
Lapho sisathandaza sikhala kuNkulunkulu.
And as we prayed, crying to God,
ngezwa omunye sekhala ethi, ah, Nkulunkulu wami, ngithethelele.
I suddenly heard someone calling out, crying to the Lord and saying, oh God, oh Lord, please forgive me.
Wathi indebe zami ziyasha, ulimi lwami luyasha kulomlilo.
Says, for my lips, my tongue are burning in this fire.
Oh Nkosi mina, ngakhuluma izinto eziningi ezingasile, ngahleba too much.
He said, oh Lord, I have spoken many wrong things. I have gossiped about many people.
What ngiyasha uNkulunkulu wami.
And said, oh,
besicelani sithi Jesu, siyeza ukuthi wena weza ukuzophonsa umlilo emhlabeni. Uphonse phakathi kwethu. Wayesethi, ah, uNkulunkulu wami, ziyasha indebe zami.
We had been praying earnestly, saying, oh Lord, rend the heavens, send your fire, pour out your spirit in our midst. And this person said, oh Lord, I am burning in this fire.
Omunye kwase qala omunye thi, ah, uNkulunkulu wami, amehlo ami, amehlo ami Nkosi, amehlo ami ayasha, ayasha. Ngibuke kodwa angiboni mlilo.
And another person started calling out and saying, oh Lord, my eyes are burning as with fire. And when I looked, I couldn't see any fire or anything burning.
Etha uNkulunkulu izinto engayibukayo, incwadi engayifundayo, ithombe engayibukayo, engayibonayo, uNkulunkulu ngithethelele. Ekhala umuntu njengomuntu ofayo.
And this person called out like someone in the greatest need, like someone who's dying, saying, oh Lord, help me. My eyes are on fire because I looked at things I shouldn't have looked at. books I looked at, photos I looked at the wrong things. Oh Lord, save me. And then someone else called out. Saying, oh Lord, my feet are on fire. And I saw that person taking off his shoes and throwing them across the room where we were gathered in that store. I could take you to Mapumulu today and I could show you exactly where those people were kneeling. And then I saw the person take off the other shoe, throwing it into the other corner. And then I saw that person beating the feet as if putting out flames. I looked, I couldn't see any flames. But that person said the feet were on fire.
Ethi, kulunkulu wami, indlela engayihambayo zimbi. Izindlela engayihambayo bezingafanele ukuhanjwa umuntu okholwayo.
The person said, oh Lord, I've gone many crooked and wrong ways. I've gone places I should have never gone to.
No Christian should have ever walked those ways. And I walked that way. Oh God, forgive me. Dear friends, it's one thing to speak about this. It's another thing to experience it. Do you know this? Have you met with God who is a consuming fire? If not, I must ask the question, do you know him at all? Or are you just following like a fly that follows a swarm of bees? And when they get there, where they make honey, the fly doesn't make any honey. But it lays eggs. And you know what comes, what is hatched out of those eggs. Maggots. Angazike ukuthi wena uyamazi ngibuza ngesingisi ukuthi abasizwa isingisi bayaqonda yini ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungumlilo oqothulayo. Uma bengawazi lo mlilo esikhuluma ngawo. Ilona lo kufanele ukuthi ayibuzisise ukuthi kodwa umoya ongcwele ngiyamqonda na ngiyamazi na uNkulunkulu ongumlilo oqothulayo ngiyamazi na.
Each one should ask himself earnestly, saying, Lord, do I really know the Holy Spirit? Do I know that consuming fire?
Umlilo oshayo qetamanga qetinkohliso.
And that fire consumes every wrong thing. be it pride, haughtiness, wanting to be great, lying, gossip, stubbornness, everything that is not right, it consumes.
Asiyekeke umoya umlilo siye kulelo gama ngevesi elandelayo ombenge yokwela yokubhula isesandleni sakhe.
Now let's move on. We've spoken about the Holy Spirit, the fire. Let's move on now to the winnowing fork that is in his hand.
Uza kushanelisisa isibuya sakhe. Abuthele mabele enqolobaneni yakhe. Kepha makhoba uza kuwashisa ngomlilo ongacimekiyo.
And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Ngethemba ukuthi nyawazi amabele.
I trust that you know what wheat is.
Bahluphekile abantu abazalelwe edilobheni.
One feels sorry for people growing up in the city.
Abazi nokuthi inkomazi injani.
Some don't even know what a cow looks like.
Abazi nokuthi inkunzi injani, into into enjani.
And what a bull looks like.
Ngikhumbula ngiseyingane besivakashelwa ezinye izingane zamabusinessmen.
I remember years ago when we were visited by some children of certain businessmen.
Bafika kithini eplazini, ngakhulela eplazini, ngibonga ngalo uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
I'm thank the Lord.
uNkulunkulu emdala umuntu wamfaka engadini, akamfakanga kukhonkolo.
I thank the Lord that I grew up on a farm. After all, when the Lord created man, he put him in a garden. He didn't put him in a concrete jungle. So these children from the concrete jungle arrived on the farm. We went to the cattle. And a big bull came along. And these children looked and said, wow, this is a big cow. It probably gives a lot of milk. And we'd laugh. They didn't even know that you can't milk a bull.
Aye. Fike ekusengeni omunye waza washo kumakhelwane wathi alolubiso livele enkomeni olungcolile emqubeni angilifuni edilobheni thina sithola ubiso olivele amabhodleleni amsulwa.
One of the children, when they saw how the cows were being milked, went home and said to the parents, said, well, I'm never going to drink cow's milk again. I'm only going to drink milk out of a bottle because that's far cleaner.
Ukungazi.
That's ignorance.
UJesu ke uthi uJohane uthi uJesu uzoshanelisisa isibuya sakhe bese abuthela amabele enqolobaneni yakhe.
So here John says he will clean his threshing floor, he will gather his wheat into the barn and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now when you harvest wheat, the wheat, the grain, grows within that cob. Or the chaff.
Ibele liyadliwa. Kodwa ikhoba ngeke ulidle. Lahlwa phandle liyashiswa.
Now when you eat it, you can't eat the whole thing. You've got to separate the grain from the chaff, and the chaff is thrown away.
Umlimi wakha isibuya sakhe.
And the farmer builds a threshing floor.
Afuna iguma, indawo ephakeme.
He looks for a place that's raised up, and then he will harden it till it gets hard as concrete. And
then he
ufuna ukulhlukanisa
nekhoba.
And then the farmer will put the wheat there, and he will then take a rod, a winnowing fork, a rod, and he will beat it. Not because he wants to do damage to the grain. No, but he wants to separate it from the chaff.
Uma ibele linqaba ukudedela ikhoba ukuhlukana nalo isigcino liyolahlwa nekhoba phothwe emlilweni qhume khona emlilweni njengenhlamvu yesibhamu.
But if the wheat, if the grain doesn't want to separate from the chaff, eventually that wheat, that grain will be thrown away together with the chaff into the fire where it will explode in that fire.
We were born in sin. Sazalelwa esonweni, ekhobeni. Manje uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu usebenzisa induku yakhe. He uses his rod. He wants to separate us from the sin. And if we are not prepared to break with the sin, he will throw us with the chaff into hell. And there you'll explode. You'll think it's a bullet that has gone off. No, it's you for all eternity. Kushukuti. Uma uNkulunkulu esebenzisa uswazi lwakho kuwe uqonda ukuthi ufuna ukuhlukanisa nalento engasile.
So when God uses his rod on you, then you must recognize that he wants to separate you from this thing that is not good.
Kukhona uhulumeni basemhlabeni kula eAfrika naphesheya abashaya umthetho omubi ukuthi akufanele ukuthi usebenzise uswazi enganeni yakho.
There are a number of governments abroad and even in Africa who have passed laws that you're not allowed to chastise your child. You're not allowed to use, give it a hiding, use the rod. That's not good. From the devil. That's not from the Lord. The Bible teaches us that a father that doesn't use the rod on his child actually hates that child.
Khona omunye usefile manje ubeshumayela. Athi, I can't use the rod on my child, I love it too much. Say, no, you're a liar. You're contradicting the living God. He says the father that doesn't use the rod on the child hates him. And all the evil and criminality that happens in the world today and the governments don't know what to do about it, it's because of them making unbiblical and ungodly rules.
Omunye umfundisi wathi, awu ngiyahluleka mina ukuyishaya ingane yami ngoba ngiyithanda kakhulu. Ngathi awu uyaphambanisa. UNkulunkulu uthi uma ungayisebenzisa induku, kusho ukuthi awuyithandi.
Angisho ukuthi uyishaye njengesilwane, njengohlanya, njengomuntu ongenapho ubuchopho ekhanda. Kodwa ngokweBhayibheli, thandaza, iqondise, ayithandaze futhi ibonge uNkulunkulu ngosazi lwayo, ukuze iqonde.
But by that I don't say you must indiscriminately give your child a beating as if you're beating an animal. No, that's also wrong. You must do it with the Lord, prayerfully.
iBhayibheli lithi ngoba lolo swazi lususa ubuhula enganeni.
Because the Lord says that rod takes foolishness out of that child, removes foolishness.
Manje uma ushiya nalo ubuhula, izokhula nobuhula, kube intombi enobuhula, kube insizwa enobuhula, kuze kube inkosikazi nendoda enobuhula, akususwanga.
So if you don't remove that foolishness, that foolishness will remain. The boy grows up in the foolishness, the girl, eventually they become men and women that have the foolishness in them still.
Kushukuti. O pulaya mabele, tatindu, pule. Ubaba wagitu betati moto, atrivi moto, atrivi pezwayo. Noma tati inkomo, zihambe. Ai ukuti, awalimaze amabele, kodwa washukanise nekhoba.
And so you take that wheat and it is threshed. My father even used to drive over it with a car or use the oxen to walk over it. Now the purpose is not to harm the wheat. No, the purpose is that it will be separated from the chaff.
Very often I've given people the advice, don't pray that God should use the rod on you. Don't pray it, because when he does it, that sal serious, it will be so when he uses the rod on you. Rather say, God, by your grace, give me a heart before you need to punish me, that I'll bow. That's the better way.
Kaningi ngiyabaluleka abantu ngithani ningathandazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngicela ukuthi ungishaye ngenduko yakho ngithi ayi ngoba uNkulunkulu mayise kushaya kube ebhlungu ngcono uthandaze ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungakalisebenzisi uswazi ungakangishaye ngenduko yakho ngicela ukuthi ungiphe inhliziyo yethambili ukuba ngiguquke kungakwenzeki uNkulunkulu engakadingi ukukushaya
uJohane obemkhulu kunabantu bonke abazelwe ngabesifazane. Wathi uYesu omkhulu emva kwami, uma esefikile, uzobabhaphathisa abantu ngomoya, ngomlilo, ashanelisise isibuya sakhe. Keep wonke udoti, wonke udoti. Ngekudle iphalishi lamabele. Uma khona udoti phakathi. Udle namakhoba. Cha, uyakuhlukanisa, hlukanisa, hlukanisa. Msebenzi ke kaNkulunkulu lowo.
The greatest person ever born. He said, of whom the Lord Jesus spoke, he said that he will send and come with his Holy Spirit, with fire, and with his winnowing fork, where he will separate the grain from the chaff.
Ibani kulo msebenzi. Wokuphaphathisa abantu hayi ngamanzi kodwa ngicele kuJesu ukuthi abaphaphathise ngomoya, ngomlilo, ashanelisise isibuya sakhe ukuba ibandla lakhe livuthe emoyeni silihambise ivangeli umhlaba wonke jikelele, i-Afrika, i-Europe, abasentshonalanga, abasenyakatho, abasempumalanga. Hambi vangeli. Kuyezwakala na? Nkulunkulu abe nani.
And may God be with you, and our friends from Attridgeville, that you may go and be busy with this, that people may be baptized with the Holy Spirit, with fire, and God can be at work with his winnowing fork, and that his message, his gospel, will go throughout the world.
Singabi lula kulento, uPalchesari, waboni pama yesandla ibhalo dongeni. Ukuthi ukaliwe esikalweni sikaNkulunkulu kodwa ufunyenwe ulula.
And let us not be found wanting in this. Like Belshazzar, who saw that hand writing on the wall and it says, you've been found wanting, you've been weighed in the balances, and you've been found wanting, you've fallen short. Let's stand up and close with prayer.
Nkosi Jesu, siyabonga ukuzwa izwi lakho sikhunjuzwa yilona.
Thank you, Lord, that we can hear your word, for reminding us once again.
Sibonga ukuba usinika amathuba njengalawa, sihlale phansi enyaweni zakho sizwe amazwi aphuma emlonyeni wakho.
Thank you, Lord, for opportunities like these to sit at your feet, hearing words coming from your mouth.
Siyacela manje Nkosi, uma sihlukana, singahlukani nezwi lakho, kodwa lona lisihle lona lisabe lona lisebenze liveze ithele iningi empilweni yethu.
Lord, as we part, may we not part from you and from your word, but that your word will consume us and be at work within us.
Sigcinele abase eTridgeville nabase Pitoli bavikele kuzo zonke izingozi zemgwaqo bafike kahle emakhaya.
Please keep our friends from Pretoria that they may get home safely.
Nevagashi zethu zonke sikhona la namhlanje.
And all the other visitors here today.
Ube nabo Nkosi izwi lakho lisebenze ngomangaliso.
Be with everyone and may your work and be at work in a wonderful way.
Amen.
Amen.